Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. So this is my new schedule before I ever get to my 3-hour nationally syndicated radio show that you're listening to right now on USA Audio Network. And, of course, Lindell TV in the middle of that. Before I ever get to it, it's an hour taping of my nightly show on Real America's Voice TV network, which debuts tonight. If you weren't with me last week, you didn't hear the big announcement. My new nightly show debuts tonight at 10 p.m., 10 p.m. East Coast time, 9 p.m. Central time. And if you're on the West Coast of the United States, like I am here in Las Vegas, 7 p.m. every night, every weekday night now, at 10 p.m. Eastern is my new show, The Root Reaction, on Real America's Voice TV network. If you don't know where it is, just go to realamericasvoice.com, get the Real America's Voice app on your phone, or watch it on Rumble. A lot of my fans watch my Real America's Voice TV show on Rumble. They watch Bannon on Rumble, they watch Kirk on Rumble, Charlie Kirk. They watch all the other stars of Real America's Voice, Ted Nugent. They watch them all, Stitchfield. They watch them all on Rumble, and they watch my weekend show on Rumble. So you can watch all day long live on Rumble, Real America's Voice TV network, so catch me at 10 p.m. But really, the easiest way is to just go to rootforamerica.com and click on Watch Wayne on TV at the very top of the website, and you can watch me every single night at 10 p.m. East Coast time, 7 p.m. West Coast time. All right, and of course you can watch on Roku and Pluto and Apple and Amazon and Samsung and all those other ways, all those other apps you could put in your TV set, and Dish TV, channel 219. You could watch on your TV set if you have Dish, channel 219, or get any of those apps and put them on your TV and watch. All right, let me open up with a commentary I just wrote this morning. You wonder why I'm tired. Got up at 5 to write it. On Easter week, he has risen. And so has President Donald J. Trump. That's my latest commentary. What a week. We just concluded Easter week, the holiest week in the Christian faith, to celebrate the day that Jesus Christ arose from the dead, or as Democrats call it, the Transgender Day of Visibility. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Transgender Day of Visibility. The Easter Bunny is transgender. I'll get to that story later, but first I have to educate you on someone who rose to new heights of fame, wealth, and political popularity this week, President Donald J. Trump. With everything happening around a major American holiday and a busy news week, you may not even have noticed, but this past Easter week was perhaps the greatest week for anyone in the history of U.S. presidential politics. President Trump rose to new heights. No, I'm not saying Trump is God. I'm not comparing him to Jesus Christ. Trump is very much human, superhuman, but he's human, not a god. Trump is, as I keep saying, the chosen one. But what I mean by that phrase is simply that Trump has been chosen by God to lead the battle of good versus evil in America, which is the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. God works in mysterious ways, and it's clear that he has chosen Trump to expose the deep state traitors, to take down the forces of evil trying to intentionally destroy this great country, and to be the ultimate disruptor to make America great again. And the result of being chosen by God is what I call the Trump miracle. It's happening all around us. Here are a few Trump miracles during Easter week. There has to be a point where you suddenly go, wow, the light bulb went off. Wayne's right. There are miracles going on. You know, it's like, I actually, believe it or not, I don't even know why, but last night My wife, Cindy, taped the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, which was filmed in 1956, and I never watched it before. And I watched it last night. 4.5 hours long, by the way. I watched it over two nights. I watched the last 2.5 hours yesterday. And no matter how many miracles Moses and God kept showing the Jewish people, they kept doubting. They'd get, you know, they'd say, oh, my God, this is great. You're right. And then 3 days later, it'd be like, no, this whole thing's a scam. I'm not doing it. And I'm just going to fornicate and drink booze and smoke cigarettes and play around. And I don't believe in this crap anymore. He just showed you a miracle. What more do you want? He split the Red Sea. What more do you want? He killed all their firstborn sons. What more do you want? He made it dark for 3 days in a row, 24 hours a day. What more do you want to prove that Moses is with God? And they just kept doubting him. They didn't believe it. How many miracles have happened in the past week and you didn't notice? The week began with dark storm clouds over Trump. Every liberal and fake news media member in America thought Trump would be financially destroyed last Monday. Have you already forgotten that? Last Monday was D-Day. Trump is going to get destroyed, or maybe it's T-Day for Trump Destroyed Day, right? Trump was out of time. That's pretty good. I like that. I just made that up this second. T-Day. Trump Destroyed Day. Trump was out of time and choices. He'd either have several of his valuable properties seized by the state of New York, or perhaps be forced to declare bankruptcy to protect his real estate empire. One way or another, Trump was going to be either left for dead, politically and financially, or embarrassed like no one in history. And then a judge intervened at the last possible moment to dramatically lower the bond requirements. Unlike any other political figure in history, Trump says he has the $175 million to put up to address the new bond requirements. Trump has pulled a rabbit out of a hat like David Copperfield. New York State will not seize any of his properties, and he gets to appeal, and he's not going to declare bankruptcy, and he's not going to be embarrassed, and he pulled a rabbit out of a hat. Another Trump miracle. But then something even more amazing happened. Trump's stock deal for Truth Social, his social media company, was approved by the SEC last week. Overnight, Trump gained about $4 billion in new net worth. Does that qualify as a miracle? Let me ask you something if you don't think that's a miracle. Has any politician in any country ever made $4 billion in a week? Nope. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the world, not just in the history of America. Another Trump miracle. And then begrudgingly, liberal Trump hater Bloomberg had to add Trump for the very first time to Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest billionaires on the planet. Another miracle. And then Trump suddenly jumped over his evil nemesis, George Soros. That's right. You won't hear this on the mainstream media, but conservative billionaire Trump is now richer than Marxist billionaire Soros. Another miracle. And Trump's company, ticker symbol DJT, how cool is that? I hope my goal one day is to have war as my symbol, right? DJT is his stock ticker symbol. Now has a market value of about $8 billion, higher than Trump's evil nemesis, the world-famous and liberal, beloved New York Times. Trump's company is worth more than New York Times, even though it's brand new, and Trump's the New York Times has been around for, what, 150 years, something like that? Maybe more, I don't know. Another miracle. Then the best news of the entire amazing, magical, magnificent week, RFK Jr. picked his VP running mate. It was the most disastrous choice since George McGovern picked a mental patient as his running mate. Do you remember that? He picked some guy who had mental problems and had to have shock therapy. They shocked him. And that was the disastrous beginning of George McGovern's campaign. And because RFK Jr. picked Nicole Shanahan, a beautiful, sexy, wealthy 38-year-old divorcee who funds ultra-left, defund the police, social justice, and extreme environmental causes, she wants social workers instead of cops. She gave six-figure donations to the Marxist DA who ruined both San Francisco and Los Angeles by letting every criminal out with no bail. These are the values she learned at her yoga retreats. I'm sure if she were in the White House, she'd make the whole White House pink. Thank you, RFK, for making the worst and most bizarre VP pick in modern history. At least now we know which organ RFK thinks with, and it's not his brain, I can tell you that much. Wow. I'm sure after the election, his wife's going to have problems. Not one GOP voter or independent in America will even think of voting for RFK and his sugar mama. You know, this is the first kept man in the history of America who's going to try and win the White House with his sugar mama as vice president. He picked her because she has lots of money. She's the ex-wife of the founder of Google. Sergio Brin. So she's his sugar mama. He will only draw votes away from Biden, a.k.a. Captain Dementia, or his emergency replacement, I think probably Michelle. Another miracle. JFK will only draw from the Democrat side. Miracle. It was the greatest week in history for Trump after all of that, but then Biden and his boss Obama gave Trump two more miracles, completely unforced errors of monumental proportions. First, Trump and Biden appeared in New York on the same day last week. Trump attended the wake of a hero police officer who was murdered by a 21-time criminal who was walking around as a free man because of liberal policies. And the officer leaves behind a young wife and a one-year-old baby boy. Trump attended the wake, prayed with the widow, and donated to the family's charity. Meanwhile, across town, Biden was attending a $100,000 per donor fundraiser to raise $25 million for his campaign. It never occurred to Biden or his staff to find an hour to attend the wake of the dead officer, nor to even make a statement of sorrow. This is one of the worst optics in the history of politics. And finally, just when you thought the week couldn't get any better for Trump, Biden replaced Easter with the Transgender Day of Visibility. He replaced the Easter Bunny with Rachel Levine. Then he doubled down, right? And then Kamala tripled down. Biden becomes the first politician in history to offend and violate every Christian voter in the whole country on their holiest holiday. Smart. Folks, these are impossible things. These are gifts straight from God. So trust me on this one. Jesus Christ rose on Easter week, but this year so did President Donald J. Trump. This was a week filled with Trump miracles, and Trump has now risen to new heights of fame, wealth, political strength, and popularity. Trump has risen. Pretty amazing stuff. I don't think anyone else saw this. Anyone put this all together? Everyone's too distracted with all the bad stuff going on to see the good stuff going on. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I'd do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's a great article I just found. I haven't even read it. I just read the headline. I'm going to read it to you because I'm interested. How much of what your doctor recommends to you is based on big pharma payouts? New research suggests it could be a lot. This is in Epoch Times. I'm sorry, Epic Times, how they pronounce it, but it's spelled Epoch Times. But it's Epic Times. And isn't this what I've been telling all of you? Somehow, without being a doctor, I've known this for 4 years, that the doctors were all bribed, just like the politicians were all bribed. They all got bribed to tell you to wear a mask and to take a vaccine, and they didn't know anything about it. They're sheep. I love doctors, yet they're sheep. They all work for a living, and they got bosses. And the bosses who own 3,000 clinics across the country or 20 hospitals, they just tell them what to do, and they say yes or no, or they lose their $250,000, $500,000 job. And they get gigantic bonuses. They shut their mouths. U.S. physicians receive more than $12 billion in payments from the pharmaceutical and medical device industry over a 10-year period. This is nothing new. A research letter published in the Journal of American Medical Association found the industry made over 85 million payments to more than 820,000 eligible physicians across 39 specialties from 2013 to 2022. Nearly 94% of the payments were related to one or more marketed medical products. I mean, I personally, this is the crazy thing, I personally know three people who got knee replacements whose lives were ruined by the knee replacements. I thought it was the simplest operation in the world. I mean, very painful, but I thought it was the greatest thing. They make it like it's the greatest thing. and they all had their lives ruined because nobody bothered to check, are you allergic to the metal they use when they put it in your knee? And if you are allergic to it, your knee literally rots, and they have to take it out and do it again. And basically, they're amputating your leg. They're cutting the bottom of the leg off of the top of the leg, sticking a new piece in the middle. And if they have to do that twice, you're probably going to be have a rotting leg for the rest of your life. And I know three people who had this happen. And when they asked them, well, why didn't you just check if I was allergic? Oh, nobody does that. There's only 1 out of 1,000 people that are allergic, so it's too. Why even check? Why check? Because you're gonna be allergic. Your leg's gonna rot. That's why you should check. And if you have to pay for it yourself, you better check yourself and pay for it before they put that metal in your leg. Because there's like 3 different kinds of metal, and one of them some people are allergic to. So you could pick another one, and you'd be fine. But no one ever told anybody that. But the biggest thing to me is the vaccines. I know they were all bribed to give out the vaccines, and they were all told they had to give the vaccines, and then they were told that if you give out the vaccine, you know, not only do you have to do it, but if you do it and you get a lot of people signed up, you're going to make a lot of extra money. And a lot of physicians made an extra $500,000 to $1 million in a year. $500,000 to $1 million in a year if you've got a big practice. And you got made, and you made sure, you told everyone, oh, you got to take the vaccine. Oh, the vaccine is life savings. Oh, you don't want to live without this vaccine. You'd be playing Russian roulette with your life if you don't take this vaccine. You know what that makes doctors? Whores. You know what that makes them? Salesmen and whores. They sold out and they gave you a vaccine that's killing people. Everybody knows it. In the whole world, everyone knows it. It's a wink and a nod. They all know that every day you read the paper, people are dying. Young people dying left and right. Middle-aged people dying left and right. Old people dying left and right. Cancer, heart attacks, strokes. The numbers are through the roof. Excess deaths through the roof. Only since 2021. None of this happened during COVID. There were no excess deaths during COVID. The whole thing was a scam. There were no excess deaths. Did people die from COVID? Yes. But was it more than usual? No. It was like a regular flu, a bad flu season. Not a regular, but a bad flu season. And it was almost entirely old or obese people dying in nursing homes. You never needed the vaccine. All you needed was ivermectin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3 and zinc. But they made hundreds of billions of dollars by lying to you. And paying off the doctors. All right. How much time do we have left, Chris? All right. The good news is the latest Fox News poll's out. It says the same thing as the New York Times poll said about 3 weeks ago, which is it's the biggest lead Trump has ever had in the history of polling of Trump. Since the day he came down the escalator through 3 presidential elections, it's the best he's ever done. He's up by 5. He's up by 30 points among those who say they're worse off financially than 4 years ago. He's up over blacks, whites, and Latinos who say that they're worse off than 4 years ago. He's up by 14 points with independents. He is the most popular he has ever been. As I say goodbye for this segment, I come back with a great guest. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment. We all know that things are very bad. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage, 25-year shelf life, premium all-American Texas beef. And you get 15% off automatically at the website just for my fans, warbeef.com. 15% off for everyone automatically at warbeef.com. You get only one ingredient, premium Texas beef, for survival food in case of emergency. Stock up now, warbeef.com, 15% off, warbeef.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA News update. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. Crews have initiated a crucial phase in the process of reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard has declared the establishment of a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels close to the area affected by the collapse of the Key Bridge. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z. A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in that age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time, and they lack the fundamental knowledge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
ready, Chris. Go get Capital. Go get Capital, the sponsor of this show. Chris always asks me, are you ready? Are you ready? And I always go, I was born ready, man. Come on, let's go. What are you waiting for? And that's what Go Get Capital says. That's what Go Get Capital says. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone is buying gold and silver. Price of gold just keeps hitting new all-time highs. Unbelievable. And so, oh, hey, look, this is the moment where I like to look. Hold on a second. Let me look right now what gold did today. It's so funny because I never have any idea till the show starts and I say that. But gold price hit another all-time record high today after fresh U.S. data spurs Fed cut expectations. So gold is up again, all-time high again, almost $2,300 an ounce. And what's the poor man's gold? Silver, $25 an ounce. Buy silver. It's the poor man's gold. And that's why central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, are buying gold with both hands. Who's buying the most gold in the world? China, because they know it's coming. They're causing it. They're causing all the pain. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Go Get Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Tell them Moore sent you. Adam Weiss is here. War sent for Adam Weiss. He's the media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR, standing for Adam, whatever his middle name is, Weiss. Adam Michael Weiss. Is that a good guess, Adam? Is Michael your middle name?
Matthew.
Adam Matthew Weiss, PR. AMWPR in New York. His clients include Donald Trump Jr., Congressman Lee Zeldin, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Corey Lewandowski, and David Bossi. Impressive clients. Are those some of them past clients, or this is right now at this moment on your roster, all of them?
Well, those are basically past clients, and I've helped them with all their book launches in the past.
Got it. Well, I'm going to have to hire you to help me with my book launch, so. All right. Rona McDaniel, fired by NBC, and I hear people are saying that's the end of her TV career. She will never work again. Your thoughts, your reaction?
You know, I'd love to, you and I or myself, to teach a course in this. It's just the hyper-crazy media landscape world we live in. Here she was. She was never a friendly MAGA conservative, Wayne. She was never a happy warrior conservative. And she was never welcoming of the conservatives that were built up under Trump. What I mean by that, there were so many social media giants that were built up under Trump that should have been utilized by the GOP, utilized by that, and she never used any of them. And here she, and I don't know how she lasted 7 years. So basically NBC went and hired the most, you know, moderate Republican. And to give her a little bit of credit, she was the GOP chairman. And when you want to, at NBC, if you want to reach out a little bit of the other parts of America, not just a crazy liberal base that watches MSNBC, she's a good person to have. She could pick up the phone and reach U.S. senators, probably reach President Trump. And then when you want to book her the next day on MSNBC or NBC, she has good sources. So probably was a good pick. And the meltdown that they allowed, that the executives allowed at MSNBC and CBC, allowing children, kids or junior staffers to dictate policy. My dad used to have a saying, if you don't like it, there's a door. The heads of NBC would say, you know what, you don't like it, there's a door. We can get a new book or we can get new producers in a heartbeat. They're not dictating who we hire, but no, again, they folded. It's kind of the society we live in. They let little liberal policy dictate, you know, who they're going to hire. It's
right, well, but let me tell you a little something I learned out of this, though, you know, that I think backs up what I say all the time. I say the only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. There's no room anymore in America for the middle of the road. You are either very conservative and you're a Trumper and that's it, like Wainwright is, or you are a liberal and you're very liberal and you're on MSNBC and CNN. But there's no room for anybody in the middle, Adam, and she's in the middle. Nobody cares about a wishy-washy relative of Mitt Romney. You know, no one cares about Mitt Romney. That's why he couldn't even get reelected in Utah. You have to pick a side, and the middle is no good.
If she probably would have came right out of the box and attacked Trump, she probably could have kept the job as a...
Yeah, well, that so for sure, yes. No, if she, yeah.
Is there any room for a conservative Republican that doesn't hate Trump on any of these networks?
No.
Probably not.
No, absolutely not. You know, The View, you're never going to get on The View?
Any of these networks, which is sad because, you know, they are a powerful voice in the United States, the nighttime, the nightly news, the morning shows. If they can't even bring on a moderate like Ronna McDaniel, who could they bring on? Her uncle, Adam Kinzinger? And that's just a sad state of affair because they're obviously not even conservative anymore, these folks. Well, they are as deranged anti-Trumpers, so...
Right. I mean, well, so look, as an example, look at the guy, I'm forgetting his name, because he's a friend of mine. I've known him for years, but I haven't spoke to him in 3 years. So I forgot his name. Well, Anthony Scaramucci. There we go. Scaramucci. Just came to me. Anthony Scaramucci went from being in the administration. Yeah. Adam, he was in the administration, and then he went on TV and attacked Trump day and night, called him terrible names, and they all wanted him because he did that. That's what Rona would have had to do to keep her job.
Right, and the first day she did backtrack. She said, "Well, I had to say that stuff for the when I was GOP chairman." On the very first day, she's sitting, and that wishy-washy guy used to be a journalist, Todd, who used to do Meet the Press from NBC. Todd, what's his name? I'm sorry, losing my train here, but he went on and apologized to Kristen
Chuck
Walker.
Chuck Todd.
She apologized to Kristen Walker that she had to interview Ronna. What are you apologizing for? it's like there's no silliest thing, but we live through really, and it's workforce behavior that is really silly. That letting people that complain dictate hirings to the.
And I get that, I get that she shouldn't have been fired because they shouldn't have let the people who work for them dictate it. But at the same time, she got what she deserved. People like me are laughing at her because if you're gonna stab Trump in the back, then you don't deserve to get some big fancy TV job. Screw her. I hope she's unemployable forevermore. She's in the middle, and she's not good to Trump. I think she wrecked the Republican Party. She lost us so many Senate seats. She lost us so many governor seats. She lost us so many House seats, and she lost the presidency. And I just think. She got what she deserved. So look, let's move on.
They say Trump is bitter, but she kept that GOP championship for 7 years. Imagine that.
I don't understand it. I don't know why Trump did fire her long ago.
Who else could be a loser and keep a job for 7 years?
Only in politics, right? Not in sports. You get fired right away in sports.
Right.
You get fired in the middle of your first year of your losing year.
Right.
So let's talk about two things that I think were the two most horrible decisions in the history of politics, optics-wise, and they both happened in the same weekend, which is unbelievable. So either they know the election is rigged and they don't care anymore, nothing matters to them, or they're just the worst decision-makers in history. How could the President of the United States not show up at the funeral while he was in New York of the New York police officer, Jonathan Diller, but Trump did, and Trump prays with the family and looks like a champion and weeps with the family, and this guy doesn't show up. He goes to a $26 million fundraiser. Worst optics I've ever seen. Well, they're both in the same city at the same time.
I think you hit on the head. They don't care anymore. I mean, look at this backlash on Transgender Visibility Day. Backlash, or they don't care. They double down, they triple down. They don't care about Christians. They don't care about Catholics. They don't care about wounded police officers. They think they just, because of what they did 3-4 years ago by rigging the election and taking all the states that were even close, I think they just think they could do it again. And they just will double down on their policies. But if the two things that happened this weekend, if it's a moment.
Incredible.
I was on a boat yesterday, and I showed these people, weren't even political, but they were kind of moderate, just showed them, can you believe on Easter they promoting transgender? They were just like, couldn't believe what I showed them.
Did you hear today, Adam Weiss? Today, Biden denies that he ever called it Transgender Day of Visibility. He says, I didn't do that. That's not true. He put a proclamation out declaring Easter was Transgender Day, and now he says he didn't do it. They're such liars, or he really is brain dead, and he has no idea whether he did it or he didn't do it. I don't know, but I'm just telling you, either they are all mentally ill and they believe their own nonsense, or their own BS about transgenders being more important than the average person who goes to church, or they really do believe they've got it rigged and it doesn't matter anymore, and they're laughing in our face.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a home run, Wayne, and I don't like the death of anybody being a home run, but the amount of news cycles that Trump looked good in this weekend because of that death, he was invited,
right.
He showed
the poor
up,
cop.
He prayed with He prayed with the family. And the other guy is sitting with that, you know, bloviating Stephen Colbert, raising money, giggling up with these celebrities that don't mean anybody. So look at the optics between the two of them, right? So
no, it's scary.
On and
you know,
on and on.
The Easter Bunny is going to be replaced next year by Rachel Levine. Didn't you know that? The trans white chocolate Easter Bunny, Rachel Levine. Yeah. It's very scary what these people really think, or they just don't think because it doesn't matter. They're going to fix the election. It tells me something's wrong that they would do two giant things like that that are both such terrible optics. No one in the history of politics, Adam, or PR, would ever allow either one of those for any candidate.
No, back in the day, right away they would reverse it and apologize and do something moderate, but they don't care. It's just shocking.
Well, that's got to be scary to all of us because maybe they know it's already won, and no matter what we do, it could be a massive landslide and they've got it fixed. Or they just know it's going to be martial law and it's going to be World War III, it's going to be a civil war, and they're going to just make sure there's never another election. I don't know, but you're the PR king, and I'm telling you, you wouldn't have allowed me to do any of those things. You would have freaked out. You never would have let me do them in the first place. You don't have to apologize. You never do them. How did someone let this happen? Somebody doesn't care, or everyone in the administration is transgender, and they actually think the whole country is transgender. Crazy. Adam, we got to run. Adam Weiss, media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York, some of the biggest conservative clients in the country, including Donald Trump Jr. Thank you, Adam. Hi, Wayne on the Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, once in a while, we actually get good news. And so a judge has just blocked the Biden administration's attempt to expand lending rules. And you could, you know, I guessed the minute I read that what the lending rules must have been. And I was right. The new rules were supposed to take effect on April 1st. They're based on incorrect interpretations of federal law, says U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek. Current rules, based on the Community Reinvestment Act, require banks and other lenders to provide services to low and moderate income people in the local community. The expanded rules stretch the definition of community to any individuals with whom the lenders do business. Government officials allege that the word entire before community in the law necessitated a fresh examination of the statute and prompted the new rule. So, you know, basically just wanted to lend to everybody in the world that's black, that's minority, everybody in the whole world that's poor, everybody in the whole world that's a donor to the Democrat Party. I guarantee you that's what it was. I don't really, you know, I'm just reading this very quickly, but I guarantee you that it was all going to be based on whether you're a Democrat donor, whether you are a poor person, whether you're the color of your skin. That's how Democrats operate. That's how they roll. That's how they roll. That's how all the colleges roll now. That's why they just came out that Harvard has a massive, downgrade in the amount of people that are applying to get into Harvard. People are sick of this nonsense. They don't want their kids to go to schools where everybody's a communist, everyone hates America, and everyone hates Jews in Israel. They're sick of it. It's called racism, man. If you hate white people and you hate Jews, you're a racist. Nobody wants you to hate blacks. No one wants you to hate any group. But if you hate whites, you're a racist. If you hate Jews, you're an anti-Semite, and you're a racist. It's no different than hating blacks. And these colleges allow it. It's sick. Really sick. And by the way, the judge that overruled the Democrats said you can't do it, he's an appointee of President Donald Trump. Of course he is. Of course he is. It wasn't going to be an Obama judge who overruled Biden and said you can't do that. It's only going to be a Trump judge. And if we get Trump again, we got 4 years of naming great conservative judges. Not all of them work out, a lot of the Supreme Court. I'm pretty sick of some of the Supreme Court judges' decisions that Trump appointed. But, hey, how would he know? How would I know? I just go to the, you know, I go to a conservative organization, and I ask them, who are the right judges? Give me a list. And they give me a list, and they give me a write-up of each person's bio, why they should be chosen? Right? The Federal, I think it was called the Federalist Society, gave Trump a list. Heritage Foundation, I think, gave Trump a list. And he picked the top conservatives. Who knew they'd turn out to be rat finks? Who knew they're very moderate, rhino, namby-pamby, don't believe in anything guys and gals? Because I'm telling you, you know, they occasionally, it's just like the Republican politicians. They occasionally vote with us. They're certainly not like Democrats who have a zero rating from the Heritage Foundation. They don't get a zero. They're with us 50% of the time. They're against us 50. Instead of zero with us and 100% against us, they're 50-50. But I'm sorry. If Democrats are 100-0 against us, then our people should be 100-0 with us. Who wants to point someone that's 50-50 with you and against you? I don't need that. Then that's why we're losing America. Because all the conservative Republicans are 50-50, both in Congress and state legislatures, and even until Trump, most of the presidents, like George W. Bush. They're with us 50, they're against us 50, they're not great, they're okay, they're not ridiculous, they're not communists like the Democrats are, but then the Democrats get in, they're against us 100-0. So every time a Democrat gets in, they rule against us 100-0 on 1,000 different things, and the country gets 1,000 times worse. And then a Republican gets in, and they're like 50-50, and they accomplish a few things. And in general, it never reverts back to the way it was. It goes from, you know, on the scale from 0 to 100, it used to be at 50-50, and then when the Democrat got in, it went all the way to 90-10 against us. And then we pull it back 70-30 against us because Republicans don't fight for Republicans. And then it goes back to the Democrats, and they're back to 90-10. Next one goes to 95-5. And then the Republican gets in, and he brings it back to 85-15. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You got us 15 out of 100. Great. That's why we're losing. When Democrats are in, we lose all the ground. And when Republicans are in, we gain a little bit back. Because there's no real conservatives. They're full of crap. They're so moderate. They're so afraid to be anything but moderate. The media will crush them. Oh, my God. Probably it's not the media because they don't care. Actually, they wouldn't care what the media says. They care what their corporate handlers say. If their corporate handlers are upset that they were anything but moderate, they were too right-wing, then they're not going to get their donations, and then they're going to lose no matter what the media says. So really, it's their corporate handlers that matter and their donors that matter. And then the media is the third thing. But that's why we keep losing. You know, we lose 12 steps back under Democrats, and we gain back two of them, and then we lose another 12, and we gain another two, and pretty soon we're like 100 steps back, and we'll never recover. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, what can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Please help me, Wayne. Well, I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. It gets all the spike proteins out of your body forever. It's 100% natural, and they're giving you half off when you type in the promo code WAR. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. And then the disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Go to SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.